Grandmother Evans?
Grandmother, May Emma, Grandmother Evans. She was probably 40.
In that photo?
Uh-huh. And she, let's see, she was born in 1865, I think, 65. She was married in 1885. She had four boys and a girl. She had George Jackson Evans, Donaldson Hampton Evans. My mother was Mary Adeline Evans. She was always known by the name of Adeline. She was never called Mary. And then Lester, and then Uncle Cecil, well, Cecil Guy. He was her youngest brother. It always gave us a bond because, of course, mother had five children, two boys, a girl, and two boys. And as Jamie always says, well, they got the girl first, and so then we got the two boys, but the first two boys didn't arrive.
No, that's right. You broke the tradition. That's all right. And how old did you say you think she was in the photo?
I think she was about 40. I think this was well before she was ill. And everyone that ever knew her, and my aunts, of course, my uncle's wives, all knew her well, and they all remarked upon what a truly lovely person she was and how good to everyone she was, how kind. And this is Mary Adeline Evans, and she was born on the 10th of July in 1891. She was the third child of George and May, and they were living in Kirkland when she was born. Was in several different businesses, and they moved around quite a bit in the Puget Sound area, but they were always stayed in the Puget Sound area. But mother was sent to finishing school in Berkeley, California. And then when she came back, she went on a trip with her mother and father to the east, and grandpa had never been back east since he had left as a boy of 17, and went up to the front door and knocked on the door, and his father came to the door and he said, "Hello, Dad." And they were, of course, terribly pleased. And mother enjoyed so much meeting her step-grandmother's and grandfather's daughter, who was named Maud, and she was not too much older than mother, which made it nice. They became very fast friends.
And where in the east did her grandfather then live?
New Haven, Connecticut. Uh-huh. He still lived in the same family home, as far as I know.
And what kept her father from going home all those years? Just life?
Well, it was a long, long way, and transportation was not all that great until they had trains that traveled. Well, you know, there weren't automobiles, and there weren't certainly weren't airplanes. So it was a big undertaking, but they took the train, and I think they went on the Canadian Pacific, which was a very excellent way to travel on the train. When they came back from the east, there had been a terrific snowstorm, and the train was halted about 20 miles outside of Seattle. Couldn't quite get through the mountains, and Uncle Don came out in a sleigh and brought them into town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you know about what year that was that trip happened?
Well, let's see. Mother,
she was done with finishing school. How old was she when she went to finishing school?
Well, I think she was a junior in high school. And she only stayed 6 months in finishing school because she was so terribly homesick. She just didn't do very well at all. So she came back, and that was when they took the trip. So I think probably that, let's see, mother was born in 91, and she was married at 20 in 1911. So it was probably 1909 they made the trip. Although I doubt that it was that late, because she met Daddy in 1908. So it was before she met Daddy, so it must have been early in 1908. in the, you know, early in the year of 1908 when they went back.
Wow. Now, why don't you go ahead and show me the photo of your daddy, and let, and do you know how they met?
Oh, yes, I do.
I would love to hear about that.
Well, now, this is my father, Sigurd Hage, and he was of Norwegian extraction. His mother and father were both born in Norway, but they met in the United States. They met in Minnesota and married and had their family in a little town in southern Minnesota called Mankato. And my grandfather, Hage, pronounced Hage in Norwegian, came over from Norway the same year that great-grandfather Jackson came out to the Northwest. And he had been a school teacher, and he worked in a lumber mill in Wisconsin, saved his money, came down to Minnesota, and it's such an interesting story. There was a cave hollowed into a hill at Lake Hanska, and he made it livable. And before that winter was over, there were 11 people living in that cave.
Really?
Including children.
This
was Sever Hage. This was his father.
His father made a cave livable. And who was it who lived in the cave?
He and several friends.
Wow.
Because he didn't have any family here, you know, at that time. Mm-hmm. As it turned out, he became very successful. He started lumber yards. The first one was in Medelia, but then he had two or three in Minnesota and also in the Dakotas. He became very successful. And he married Ingrid. His wife's name was Ingrid. And she also, as I said, was born in Norway. And they came from towns that were close together. Great-grandfather came from Lesja, and great-grandmother came from Dovre. And they met in the United States, and they had five children.
So they both had immigrated separately to the
uh-huh,
U.S., but
uh-huh.
they had come from nearby towns in Norway.
In Norway, right.
And do you know what year either one of them immigrated?
No, I don't. I think I have the year when grandfather came, and he wrote an autobiography, and Paul has the original. But I have a copy. I'll just have to look it up.
Yes.
It's very interesting. It really is. He was a very well-educated man, and you know, he started subscriptions in Minnesota and sent money to. The reason he left Norway and came to the United States was because they were having such a deep depression,
mm-hmm.
and he. Raise money to send to old people's homes in Norway.
Wow. Now, who lived in the old people's homes that he raised money for?
Norwegians.
Norwegians. Yeah. Were they in particularly his relatives?
No. Just he was helping elders in the area because he was a very caring man, a very fine man. And he made it possible for as many of his relatives as wanted to come, brought them to the United States and set them up so that they could get started in earning their own way. So that actually, when my son Bob went back over to Norway, he wasn't able to find anybody that was a direct, close descendant of the Sever Hage family.